the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين غيره مبارك to one and all. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions. Alayhim ridwan. You are watching our program called The King of Baghdad. Before we go any further into our discussion, let's listen to this beautiful narration. Allama Zafruddin Bihari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, actually, Isa al Thawab has four methods. Number one, to make dua maghfirat. Number two, to make dua for mercy. Number three, to perform janaza salah. And the fourth is to stay at the grave. Yani to stand next to the qabr and make dua for sahib al qabr, for the person who's buried in the grave. So subhanallah, a method of making Isa al Thawab in the Holy Quran Park, the ayat clearly explains that a person should make dua maghfirat for his loved and deceased one. Subhanallah. We learn, Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ.
And those who came after them, make the plea, O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith. Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem is teaching you and I how to make dua maghfirat, how to convey thawab and reward to the deceased people. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has said, two rulings we have learned from this. He says, firstly, one should not make dua only for himself, but rather he should make dua for the pious saints as well. Subhanallah. Secondly, Mufti Saab says, urs of the saints of Islam, especially the blessed companions and Ahlul Bayt, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, khatam sharif, niyaz, fatiha, so on and so forth. Aap ise tija ke lein, barsi ke lein, 10 days, 40 days, 1 year. All these are good acts. And they compromised of du'as for the deceased that we make on their behalf, subhanallah. This is what they comprised of, dear viewers of Madani channel. This is what we gain when we perform Isa al-Thawab. We convey its rewards and sawab to our loved ones, with whom we once had ta'alluq, with whom we once used to have a very strong relationship. Now that they have left the world and we have no idea as to how their qubur are, whether it is a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah, as the Prophet says, Al-Qabaru rawdatum min riyadil Jannah, aw hufratum min hufarin nar. Allahu Akbar. Undoubtedly, the grave is either a garden from the gardens of paradise or a ditch from the ditches of hell. Since we have no idea as to how the qabr of a person is, thus a person should never break and cut off relations with the dead, yani with those who have passed on, with those who have traveled to alam-e barzakh. Rather, you should keep them remembered in your dua by forwarding and bestowing thawab upon them. Through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thawab will reach them, they will receive its blessings, and they will enjoy those blessings in the world that Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept them in, dear viewers of Madani channel. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now we do know that, subhanallah, we should and we can, it's the order of the Qur'an Park that we should send Isa al Thawab for them, we should make dua maghfirat for them, dear viewers of Madani channel. Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha has narrated that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed, a horned ram should be brought that walks in darkness, sits in dark, and eyes should be dark. Allahu Akbar. When it was presented to be sacrificed, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha radiyallahu anha, bring me a knife and sharpen it on a stone. Then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the knife and slaughtered the ram after making it lay down. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Ya Allah, accept it on behalf of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family and his ummah. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul who sacrificed all his life making dua for this ummah, hidayat for this ummah, guiding and teaching this ummah, even when he would perform his own qurbani, when he would perform sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the dua he would make. He would say, Ya Allah, accept it on behalf of Muhammad, his family and his ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Elaborating on the hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, the great Mufti, he says, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, that also include them amongst those who get the thawab of qurbani. Yani, subhanallah, we have learned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform the qurbani on behalf of the ummah, on behalf of himself, subhanallah. So this blessed hadith is a very strong evidence of making isali thawab, yani conveying the rewards and thawab. If this was not the case, why would the beloved Nabi even do this dear viewers of Madini channel? Subhanallah, subhanallah. And furthermore, subhanallah, it is stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would quite often talk about Sayyidatina Khatijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and sometimes after slaughtering a goat, he would make the pieces of its meat, and then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would send the meat pieces and the parcels to the female friends, jo sahiliyan thi, the female friends of Khatijah al-Kubra radiyallahu anha, he would send those parcels of meat to them. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Saab further elaborated and he said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would often sacrifice a goat on behalf of Khatijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and would distribute its meat to her friends for conveying thawab, subhanallah. So Mufti Saab further says, we have learned many rulings from here. He says, number one, it is a sunnah to convey the thawabs and rewards of sadaqah and charity to a deceased person. It is better to give the food that is attributed to the deceased person to his friends or to her friends and dear ones. The beloved Nabi says, Mufti Saab explains, he says, it gives the deceased person double pleasure. How? One, for getting the reward, and secondly, the help that is provided to the friends of the deceased and loved ones. Zahir se baat hai, subhanallah, during the time when a person lives and the support and aid he gives and he renders to people, after he has passed on, if this continues for the family, the sons and daughters keep this alive, keep this tradition alive, subhanallah, keep this legacy going, then the thawab and the reward continues to go to him and there will be double the pleasure. Number one, for sending the thawab. Number two, for causing the friends of the deceased to become happy. This will make the deceased also very, very, very happy, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, and this is what we are doing tonight, subhanallah. We are making dua-i maghfirat for ourselves using the wasila of Sarkari Baghdad, Huzuri Ghose Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. The purpose of these programs is to speak about his seerah, to convey the thawabs and the rewards which Allah Azza wa Jalla through His rahmat and His mercy would bestow upon us. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bestow its rewards and thawab to the sanctified soul of Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. This is the purpose and the maqsad of being here, dear viewers. In whichever part of the world you go, you would learn that this Ashiqi Rasool and great devotee and the Sultan of the Awliya Allahs, Ghawsi Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's blessed urs is being celebrated by big and small, poor and rich. Wherever you go in the world, subhanallah, people are obtaining blessings after celebrating and commemorating the blessed Urs Mubarak of Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. If you also desire to take some blessings from this program and from the Urs Mubarak, dear viewers, then do not feel shy, but rather, subhanallah, understand that this is the blessings of Islam and this is what we should be doing, subhanallah. These are the chosen bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Kareem has selected them, has chosen them for His khas work, subhanallah. And the name of our Ghawth shines in the skies like the stars, dear viewers. It would never diminish. It would never stop its glitter and glow for as long as Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, dear viewers. For now, subhanallah, we will be back and we will further understand what is Is Ali Thawab, subhanallah. How people on Diyarvih night in Iraq, in Baghdad, thousands and thousands of people, subhanallah, gather at the Mubarak shrine of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, taking the cool breeze under his Mubarak dome, subhanallah, and they would present their salams, they will recite kalams, together with that they will distribute food, feed others. It's a happy occasion, subhanallah. Allah Kareem has blessed us with the Ghaus who serves as a guide to the rest of the humanity, subhanallah. Why should we not sit and celebrate and speak about his Mubarak seerah, subhanallah? He is most definitely the Sultan of Awliya Allahs. The poet says so beautifully, Subhanallah.
Sarkare Ghaus-e Azam Nazre Karam Khuda Ra Sarkare Ghaus-e Azam Nazre Karam Khuda Ra Mera Khalika Sabhar Do Mera Khalika Sabhar Do میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را مولا علی کا صدقہ گنج شکر کا صدقہ مولا علی کا صدقہ مولا علی کا صدقہ خواجہ پیا کا صدقہ میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Subhanallah, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala has also narrated, the beloved companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een would feed people on behalf of deceased Muslims, not for one day, for two or for three, but rather for 7 days, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. When the blessed mother of Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, he came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly asked, O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, my mother has passed away in my absence. If I give something in sadaqah on behalf of her, will it benefit her? Allah, Allah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, why not? The companion humbly said, then I make you a witness that I give my garden in sadaqah on behalf of my mother. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. What we learned, dear viewers of Madini channel, what's happening right now, people who are sending thawab to Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali and making dua using his wasila and medium is actually the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Subhanallah. Look at these companions. They donated gardens and wells and water and other forms of rewardable acts. They have donated the thawab of that to their mothers, to their parents, and to the deceased Muslim Ummah, dear viewers. In another narration, Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly asked, O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother has passed away, so which sadaqah is better for her? The beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, water, al-ma. So he, radiyallahu anhu, yani Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu, got a well dug up, and he said, hadhihi li ummi Sa'ad. This well is for the Isa al thawab of Sa'ad's mother, yani his own mother, subhanallah. After digging the well, getting it ready, he donates that well for the Muslims to benefit from. And he says, this is for the sadaqah of my mother, subhanallah. Ya dear viewers of Madini channel, sadaqah jariya, sawab, and all of these things, subhanallah, is the way of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Way of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, feeding, quenching the thirst of others. This was the tariqah of our Ghaus-e-Azam as well. And today, subhanallah, dunya mein jahan jayein, to kai langar Ghaus-e-Pak ke naam pe khul chuke hain. In South Africa, in other parts of the world, subhanallah, there are others who have opened langar khana, where on the name of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, 3 times a day, or once a day, or maybe at some places once a week, food is distributed, subhanallah, and given to the poor, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem grant us the full rewards and thawab of this Mubarak night, the Gyarvih night of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Abhi filhal, we would like to go towards a kalam, dear viewers. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam. And when we do return, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ghaus-e-Azam, 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 Ghaus-e-Azam,
یا غوث اعظم دستگیر
یا شگ
جیلانی یا شیخ یا شیخ یا شیخ شاعتیا یا غوث اعظم دستگیر
یا شگ
شیخ یا شیخ یا شیخ ہر تھراتے گے شگا جنات تیرے نام سے ہر تھراتے گے شگا جنات تیرے نام سے ہے تیرا وہ دب دبا یا غوث اعظم دستگیر
یا شگ
شیخ یا شیخ یا شیخ اذن دو بغداد کا ہر ایک عقیدت مند کو اذن دو بغداد کا ہر ایک عقیدت مند کو گیارہویں والے شگا یا غوث اعظم دستگیر
یا شگ
شیخ یا شیخ یا شیخ مدینے میں مرے ہو عنایت سیدہ یا غوث اعظم دستگی شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی یا شیخ
جیلانی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ, ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز. واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ کلام, سبحان اللہ. Have you seen the style and the andaz of our Amir al-Sunnat, how he marches, subhanallah, how he performs the peaceful julus? Have you ever seen that? If you have not seen it, then mashallah, have your eyes glued onto the screens and have a look at how Amir al-Sunnat, subhanallah, expresses his joy and happiness and gratitude in the bargah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is a great gift to this ummah, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is that great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that in whichever direction he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had casted his blissful, his merciful gaze, subhanallah, if a person was a chore, he became an abdal, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. If a person was drowned in sins, after his mubarak merciful gaze, that person was found repenting, having immense remorse and regret in his heart for his previous life, and people's lives have become much more better, dear viewers. Hundreds and thousands of people have reformed, subhanallah. It is the blessings of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Mere Ghawse Pak tab bhi dete the, aaj bhi dete hain, aur Allah ke karam se qiyamah tak dete rahenge inshallah azza wa jalla. Now we have come right to the end of the program. Allah kareem hame amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. May Allah azza wa jalla forgive our sins. Please watch the upcoming programs as well, dear viewers of Madani channel, and keep celebrating the Urs every year. Ask those who receive the share from the blessed Urs of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allahu Akbar. He is the great wali of Allah azza wa jalla. Tum jo banao, baat banegi. Dono jahan mein laaj rahegi. Lajpal karam ab kar do. Jholi ko meri bhar do. Bhar do kaasa sabka. Panjatani khair se. جزاكم الله خيرا. آمين. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
He is the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.